This is the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs. Researchers from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, have presented a paper at the 65th annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology showing cognitive outcomes in patients treated with hypothermia after cardiac arrest. Previous data has shown the use of hypothermia improving the survival rates for resuscitated cardiac arrest patients from about 1 in 6 to about 1 in 2. The current study involved 133 consecutive survivors of cardiac arrest who underwent therapeutic hypothermia between June 2006 and May 2011. 55 patients underwent the telephone interview for cognitive status, a short, simple cognitive tool. The median score for the group was 33, where the range was 16 to 41. 33 patients were considered cognitively normal, and 22% were considered to have mild cognitive impairment. The time to assessment did not differ among cognitive outcomes. Of the 38 patients who had been working up to the time of cardiac arrest, 30 had returned to work. Cognitive outcome was not associated with age, time to return to spontaneous circulation, brain atrophy, leukoareosis, or neuron-specific enolase level. The authors conclude that most patients surviving out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and treated with therapeutic hypothermia survive, have preserved cognition function, and are able to return to work. This has been the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs.